yeah, it's great to have the kids up here. You would have noticed there's more kids than there were last year if you were here last year. It's just growing, and it'd be great to see more and more volunteers step into that space. Such a joy to see the growth of the kids, even over just 1 year. And now I couldn't let a good prop like the kids put together and Warwick put together only have one use. So you're going to continue to see it this morning. These incredible windows. And the play that the kids had, and, you know, often Christmas, and I think a lot of families around Australia look at Christmas and see, even if they hear about the story of Jesus, they see it as a really cool Christmas and kids sort of story. Oh, that's a great kind of fluffy story and that sort of thing. And as you watch the kids, you're like, oh, that's a really good sort of meaning of Christmas. And, you know, what's the real meaning? And you can sit with that. But there's so much more depth to that. There is an incredible depth of exactly what the kids declared this morning, the children declared. So much hope that comes to that. When they actually, you know, pare back some of these various things, pare back some of these things like cookies and holly and Rudolph, that icicles up there, stockings, a tree, malls, shopping centers, as we say, advertisements and Santa. When you pare back those things and actually head towards the core of what Christmas is, the depth of what Christmas is. Christmas season, it can be just a superficial season. And for many families across Australia, across our region, it is just this superficial sort of season. You know, we talk to dads and talk to people and they just say, oh, I don't really get involved in Christmas. You know, my wife takes the kids out to do the lights and she does the carols and, you know, I don't get involved because I never really, you know, there's no depth to it really, is what they're saying. There's no depth. There's nothing that actually I can tangibly grab hold of that makes a difference in my life. And a lot of people react to Christmas like that. A lot of us have Christmas traditions and it's about family and it's, but even that has a superficial level. There is so much more to that in Christmas. So much more. And as the kids so eloquently put it in this amazing Christmas window acoustics, you know, it's more than cookies. It's about a census. It was about a time in history that existed, a time of census, a time when the Romans pulled together outside of the control of the people, but God orientated a time and a place that the Savior of the world would be born. And so a census was crafted. Not about cookies, it was about a census. And not about holly and kissing under a holly. It's about the hard journey. The hard journey across the desert that a virgin who was pregnant with the baby Jesus had to take. An incredibly hard journey near the end of her pregnancy. There's a few mums here that are near the end of their pregnancy. Imagine walking hundreds of kilometers in the desert. It's just not what you do. It was a hard journey. But God foretold this. God orientated this. It was part of God's plan. And you can imagine during that journey that God comforted Mary and Joseph, that God opened doors for Mary and Joseph, that God orientated ways in which he would bring the Savior of the world to Bethlehem, this small town outside of Jerusalem, the capital. And we see this providence, we see this blessing, not in Rudolph, dancing reindeer with a red nose that sings and does all sorts of things, not through icicles and Christmas lights, even though they're so beautiful. Was not through that, but we saw that through the providing of a room in an inn, in the back of the inn, in a town that was overfilling, a town that was so full. We see God providing a space for the baby to be born. Not a higher space, but a lowly space. Demonstrated the heart of God and the heart of Jesus. The humility that Jesus came into the world was provided by this room in the inn, this stable, like a shed at the back of somebody's house that just had some space where they could stay. God provided. And when God wanted to declare the good news, you know, he didn't put it in stockings and didn't declare or give gifts or that. He declared with an incredible choir of angels in an open field to shepherds. They are singing praises, one of the most magnificent and one of the only times that we see in the scriptures, and probably the only time in history where there's a choir of angels. We have a choir of children singing today with Lachlan so kindly dancing in front of us. I wonder if they had a dancing angel to keep them in tune. The Bible didn't record that, but maybe God has a sense of humor. It's not about trees or who's got the most magnificent tree. It's not about the big shopping centers and their massive trees. But there was something precious about this. There was something incredibly valuable about this little baby boy, about Jesus. There is something more that wise men or magi from the east, we don't know how far east, but they came from the east. They traveled a long journey to find this baby boy. It was not something that any other baby you think would have experienced in the world. There's so many babies born. In our hospital, there's about 120 babies born a month. 120 babies a month. Then we're not a very big hospital. And these magi, these wise men, they not only came and saw the baby, but they came and gave them treasures. Incredible value. Gold, incense, and myrrh. Incredible things worth a significant amount of money for this. There's something more than the superficial Christmas in this story. There's something more. There's a depth that we have. Not about advertisements and who's got the most fancy thing. Not about the Black Friday specials. Who's got 60, 70, 99% off? It's about the angels declaring in choirs, coming and seeing people on their own, Mary and Joseph, declaring the amazing majesty of what was going to happen. There's more angels that appeared during this time than anywhere else in the Bible. It was important. There's so much depth. It's not about Santa. Even though Santa is based upon St. Nicholas and his heart that Jesus had to give and to give good gifts to the poor and to meet the needs of the children and the families in the area, even though that was what Santa was based on, the real thing, Jesus, our Savior, is so much. So much. Season that we're moving into Christmas, we have an incredible opportunity as a church, an incredible opportunity now to speak into that, to speak meaning and faith, speak incredible things in that. End of December, it's a perfect time for celebrations. That's why Christmas was put at that time. Winter celebrations were always in the north in this time. Christmas was orientated to this time. It was adopted in this time. It was a great time to celebrate something spiritual. A great time to celebrate. And as I was looking in this message, Psalm 111 threw my thoughts. If you have a Bible there, you want to turn to that. Psalm 111. It says, "Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. Amazing are the deeds of the law. All who delight in him should ponder them. Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember his wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who fear him. He always remembers his covenant. He has shown his great power to his people by giving them the lands of other nations. All he does is just good. He's just and good. And all his commandments are trustworthy. They are forever true. To be obeyed faithfully and with integrity, he has paid a full ransom for his people. He has guaranteed his covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name he has. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom, and all who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. At Christmas, and a lot of traditions we have at Christmas, you see God using this time. You see the work of God declaring at this time. We were at the markets yesterday with the bookstore, speaking to people. And it's incredible just to openly say, Merry Christmas. Now, some people look at Christmas and think of Christmas, oh, it's a great season. But there's so much more to that. In fact, the name Christmas in this season literally means a gathering to celebrate Jesus. A mass at Christmas time. When you say Merry Christmas, it's that kind of declaring Jesus over them, praying for them, speaking about them. This time is not something that is fluffy. This time is not something that is just superficial. This time has so much depth in it. And God uses this season. God uses this season. This passage says, great are the works of the Lord. It's incredible that this season of Christmas is a public holiday in a significant amount of countries in the world. That people stop to celebrate Jesus. Even when they maybe don't think they're celebrating, but they're celebrating this season. It's amazing to see thousands of people at our local carols gather and hear the word about Jesus. They gather and celebrate Jesus. They gather and they sing Christmas carols about Jesus. Some unknowingly doing it. Great are the works of the Lord. Only God can orientate that. And those who ponder them, those who dwell in the works of the Lord, those who engage in the works of the Lord will find delight in him. Glorious and majestic are his deeds. Glorious. We see in this passage in Psalm 111, it says, the works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts, all his words are trustworthy, and they are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. And the author of Luke draws upon Psalm 111. He draws upon this psalm to declare the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus at Christmas, Jesus the Christ, is not something that is superficial. Verse 9 says, he paid a full ransom for his people. He has guaranteed his covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name he has. You see Luke use that in chapter 1, verse 68. Draw upon this prophetic psalm. What an awe-inspiring name Jesus has. Jesus the Christ. It's through him he's established his covenant, this new covenant that brings salvation. That is why he is the Savior. That is why he is the hope. That's why we speak about joy and hope that come at Christmas. joy in our heart. So what are we called to do then? Christmas is an excellent opportunity for the church to declare who Jesus is. It is an excellent opportunity to declare the work of Jesus. People talk about Christmas. It's already in conversations, already in their thought. It's an excellent opportunity. And we know that over the last few years, this season that we're in has caused people to question what they believe. There is a sense of a spiritual awakening in this season. Since COVID, since this time, people are questioning things. There are people that are asking questions. I was at a dad's night event, if I tear up at this. I did in practice, a little problem there. But I was at a dad's night event, and I was chatting to one of the dads there, and he had a beard, you know, he worked in a mining sort of company, you know, he was rough and everything like that. And he shared with me, as I said, you know, as a pastor, I'm connected with this church. And he shared with me, he said, I've been starting to engage in spiritual things or religious things again. And he's a bloke, you look at him and you go, he works in a mining company. His boss I know, and he's like, nothing to do with religion. I don't want to have anything to do with religion. And he's this bloke, he's working locally, he works in Townsville, lives in Gladstone, and he's here in Rockhampton at a dad's night event. And he shares with me, he said, I grew up in the church, grew up in the Catholic church. You know, we did mass and we did these engagement things. And, he said, my grandma just died recently. And we went back to the church we grew up in. He said, and as I walked in that church, I sensed something. There was a feeling that I had as I walked in this church. He had a spiritual feeling as he stepped into that space. It wasn't emotional, it wasn't anything else. There was something in there. God was grabbing his attention, and he was open to that. And he said, and so since my grandma passed, we had the funeral there, he goes, I've been starting to read my Bible again. Now I've got my granddad's old Bible, I'm starting to read it. It's probably old King James Version. And he's starting to engage with it. And God's speaking through that. And he said, you know, like on my Facebook feed, all this church and Christian stuff has started coming up. He goes, I haven't Googled anything. I haven't got it, you know, the algorithms aren't working because I haven't given them any information. But God is working through that. And he's open and looking to actually seek this and asking about that. There is a spiritual awakening that we can step into or we can watch go by. We can step into it and engage in it, or we can just watch it. And people like him can either engage or hear and understand. And we can be involved in that and have the blessing of journeying with these people as they engage with the gospel, as they engage with God. Or we can just watch it happen. Watch it go by. So what are you going to do this Christmas? Are you going to engage? Or are you going to watch it go by? Are you going to engage with someone? You know, say something and see if God is working in their heart. You know, don't force anybody out of Jesus. Don't say, oh man, you need to hear about this and present 10 steps of the gospel. As they engage and as they ask questions, God is working in their lives. God is opening the heart of people in our community. And Christmas is an excellent opportunity to do that. This is what God has given us. God has given us this season. This is God already working. God has given us this season. God has given us incredible tool of Christmas. This incredible tool of Christmas that God has said, here, have it. For generations, he's built this up. But God, gospel, the great news of Jesus. God has given this tool. And you can either use it or try and whack a hammer with your hands, or a nail with your hands. Have you ever tried to put a nail down with your hands? Some blokes put their hand up in the room because they go, you know, yeah, the hammer's in the shed all the way over there, and oh, I could push this in. It's tough and it's hard, and but if you just grab the right hammer and the right tool, it would just bring that. God has given this. God is already working, and God is inviting us along to this journey. Accept the invite. Engage in our culture this Christmas. Not only invite them to our various Christmas things or go with them to various Christmas events, you know, but to engage with people where you are. Talk in your workplaces as people ask questions about Jesus. Be open to those things. Now, keep an ear out when people make comments about spiritual or religious things. They may not have the right language and they may not understand what they're talking about, but God may be working in their heart. And be attentive to what God is saying, because great are the works of the Lord. Great are the works. The works of his hands. Tools that you have. If they're talking about Santa, talk about Santa. If they're talking about cookies, talk about cookies. If they're talking about Holly, about cookies. But draw them to the core of what Jesus this season is about. Draw them to the depth of what this season is about. Don't sit on the fluffy, light, really cool levels. Draw them to the depth of Jesus, and they will discover the hope that is found in him. They will discover meaning in this world as they search for meaning that only Jesus can provide, that only Jesus the Christ can provide. Follow towards these things, the depth of Christmas. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this season. We step into Christmas, Lord, that you've built up, that you've put before us. Lord, help us to use this season. Lord, you've given this to us. This is something you've given to us, Lord. Help us to utilize it for your good, to declare your hope, to declare your life over our community this season. Lord, we pray that you bless this time. Lord, bless those who are here and as they share the hope of Jesus. Bless those in the churches around us that as they share the hope of Jesus, all the carols and the various events, as people go out to different Christmas lunches, Lord, bless the conversations of faith in those places. Lord, may every single person hear the gospel of Jesus this time, this month of December. Lord, as we move there, everyone would hear. You are the Savior. Not the fluffy children's version, but the depth of it. Lord, we pray that you would move and, Lord, invite us over.